The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
8877. Again, 800-349-8877.
It's time for the Don Crow Show, right here from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Crow Show.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. Whether you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I highly recommend that you go to PassportAuto.com and find Passport's nearest dealership to where you live. And what a great selection to choose from. BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, Mini. And right now, Passport also has over 1,000 certified pre-owned vehicles you may want to consider as well. Again, find your nearest dealership at the website PassportAuto.com. Hey, how you doing, folks? Hello there, and welcome to this edition, Friday, of the Don Crow Show. Great to have you with us Monday through Friday. Always a lot more fun when you're here. And, well, a lot going on. We know that already. America doesn't need gun control. It needs more father figures. We're going to talk about that with someone who knows whereof he speaks. Trail Life USA CEO Mark Hancock will join me in a few minutes to talk about a column, actually, that was written by Chris Woodward. Mark apparently recently was on the Todd Starn Show and talked about this very issue. Nothing more controversial these days, especially in the faith community, but otherwise as well. There are those on both sides of the issue, some saying what we need is simply more gun control, more laws, others saying what we need is no guns at all. And we'll be knocking on your door very soon if we get our way. That's the philosophy of some. So anyway, we're going to get to that. I'm not going to get into it, but Rich Lowry has a column as well. Yes, gun ownership is a God-given right. And another of my favorite columnists and guests, David French, we're privileged to have David on the show from time to time, and he says, the right to effective self-defense has never been more important. And he says, few things are more frustrating than watching members of the media, politicians, and activists who often know very little about guns, have the resources to hire their own protection and so forth, telling me that I need to protect my family. And in fact, they invariably tell me I need a weapon less powerful than the foreseeable criminal threat. We'll get into that and more in days ahead because that's an ongoing and heated issue. But as I say, coming right up in just a few minutes, we're going to be talking with a man who really knows boys and knows fathers and knows what the boys really need and why that is, in fact, relatable to our gun control situation or all the shootings and so forth that are occurring increasingly in our country, and I look forward to that in just a few minutes. In the meantime, we're talking about our campaign with Food for the Poor, and we'll be focusing in on Haiti today. And by the way, I want to thank you for what you've done so far. I think we've got about $4,000 in so far in our efforts to help Haiti and the Bahamas. So today we're going to really focus on the broken, hurting nation of Haiti and how we can make a difference there. And again, it's very easy. 132 suffering families in the Caribbean and Latin America, and you can provide for one of those families with a $320 one-time gift when you call 855-860-4673. Now, we've broken it down. Food for a year, water for life. For one person, one child, one boy or girl, one adult, $80. $80 one-time gift will do that for one child or one adult, providing food, good, nutritious food every single day, twice a day, and food, water for life for that boy or girl. $160 obviously would do that for two. $240 will do it for three. And what we've encouraged is if you can do it, that you consider a $320 gift, because that will take care of a family of four. And if you have family and children and grandchildren, you can understand you want all of your kids taken care of. You appreciate it if somebody did something for one, but you want them all provided for properly, and that's what these parents want as well. They're grateful if even one of their kids is provided for, but they are, you know, it's pretty hard when a parent in Haiti has to say, let's see, you ate yesterday, so we're going to have to let your brother eat today. I can't even relate to that. So we can fix that, and you are fixing it with your gifts. And if you want to give the larger gift, $27 a month for 12 months will provide that entire family gift. It'll provide that $320 over a 12-month period. And again, if you can give more than that, as many of you have, you've certainly right now there's a doubling effect going on with the national level. So that will double your gift if you make that call to this number, 855-860-4673, 855-860-4673. If you have your cell phone handy, just hit #250, hit send, and say the word give, and then you can make your gift that way. That'll connect you to an operator. Or you can go online. Obviously, that's always set up for you to give online at WAVA.com, and you can click on the Food for the Poor banner there. Otherwise, there are so many things that deserve our attention, and we want to address some of them. I haven't even gotten to some of the other international stories of what's happening to Christians in other parts of the world, but we do focus in on that as well frequently here on the show. And then a couple of columns we'll get to, probably not this hour, maybe not even next, but in the next couple of days. The Barna survey, new research shows that while a higher percentage of young people are dropping out of church, the faith of those who are sticking it out and are staying is resilient in some remarkable ways. The headline, Resilient Young Christians Deepening Faith Amid Growing Number of Church Dropouts. And then there's a related column that we're going to be talking about. Greg Laurie has a piece, Scores of Millennials Becoming More Religious and More Patriotic. And he goes in depth about this. So what we're seeing here is kind of a shaking up of the demographics. And, you know, really in a more general way, not just regarding the millennials and the young, but the church itself. There are those who, and I've quoted the scripture often, Paul said in the last days, many would leave the faith, depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and teachings or doctrines of demons. So there is an exodus going on, but I would rather say, really, I think the fair way to put it, the more accurate way is the church is being shaken down. It's a shakedown cruise, if you will, before perhaps very troubled times ahead. But right here in our own country, folks, believers who've been nominal in their faith for years are having to make their minds up. What is it I really believe? What is it I'm willing to take some heat for in my culture? We have fellow believers around the world taking heat. They're putting their lives on the line just to call themselves by the wonderful name of our Lord. And I think that that's occurring. But the truth is out of that, that the church really, the real church, is growing exponentially all over the world. We'll talk about that more in days ahead. Stay with us. We're going to talk about guns and fathers and boys coming up.
Today, more than ever, it is imperative to offer your child a Christian education. The Bible says in 2 Peter 3:18, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory now and forever. Amen." At Christian Academy of Laurel, formerly First Baptist School of Laurel, this verse rings true in all that they do. Education is a partnership between the parents, students, teachers, and faculty. Let Christian Academy of Laurel collaborate with you and provide your child with the best education and peace of mind found in a Christian learning environment. The school offers a rigorous Bible-based curriculum, competitive tuition, before and after care, and a summer camp program, all in a safe environment with a loving, Christ-like faculty. A Maryland state-approved non-public school, Christian Academy of Laurel, prides itself on small class sizes and offers classes that range from preschool 3 to the 8th grade. For more information, call 301-490-1076 or go to christianacademyoflaurel.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently.
They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts MORE to 85850.
Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment.
People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own, real, naturally growing hair.
And the best part? Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off.
Text MORE to 85850. That's M-O-R-E to 85850.
This is WAVA General Manager Tom Moyer, inviting business owners to help support our partnership with Food for the Poor. We're asking business owners to donate $3,000 to provide food for a year and water for life for 37 children in Haiti. As a thank you gift, WAVA will give you 30 marketing ads for your business and a 5-minute radio interview. Call WAVA and tell us you'd like to support Haiti. Call 703-807-2266. 703-807-2266.
Names matter. Your name. The name you've made for yourself and the name of the company you represent. Because of you, their names people can trust. That's why at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
The Supreme Court confirmation process has been on the point of breakdown for 30 years, and it finally collapsed with the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh. I'm Molly Hemingway.
And I'm Carrie Severino. Our new book, Justice on Trial, The Kavanaugh Confirmation and the Future of the Supreme Court, reveals the inside story of these bitterly divisive hearings and what they mean for the court and the country.
Justice on Trial is the explosive new bestseller on the Kavanaugh confirmation. Get your copy today from Amazon or wherever books are sold.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Cornerstone First Financial. Call Mark Livingstone and the team at Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221 or visit them on the web at cornerstonefirst.com. You know, there are some headlines that grab your attention and you find yourself saying a big amen even before you read what the writer really had to say on the subject. And this headline was one of those that I read. America doesn't need gun control. It needs more father figures. The piece was a column by Chris Woodward, reporting on a recent interview by my guest this hour, on Todd Starnes' show. And as a matter of fact, you can find the article itself at toddstarnes.com. Todd's a good friend, and I've had him on the show in times past. But right now, I'm happy to welcome Mark Hancock to our show. Mark, as many of you already know, because you'll recognize his name, he is the CEO of Trail Life USA. That's described as a Christ-centered, boy-focused character leadership adventure organization for boys and young men. And as Mark himself has said, it's unapologetically Christian. Mark, it's an honor to welcome you to the show. Thanks for joining me. Do we have you now? There we are. Can you hear me?
Don, how are you?
I'm good, yes, sir. Mark, thank you very much for being with us today. I really appreciate you taking the time to join me.
That's my pleasure.
Now, in recent times, we know, and I mentioned it at the outset of the hour, the controversy over guns has just exploded, if you will, exponentially, and new calls to either take away all of our guns or yet write yet another law to control gun use. And I think you nailed it, and that's why I set this up as I did. When I saw your headline, I said, this is it. Talk about what you mean by America doesn't need more gun control. It needs fathers.
Well, there's so many more people who are brighter than I am to talk about gun control and look at all the complexities around that. But what I know is that we can look at some of these mass shootings that happens, and we can look at the state of our culture right now, and we can see that one thing in common with these mass shooters is that there wasn't a father in the house. I think 26 out of the last 27 did not have a father figure at home. That's significant. You can look at many other things that feed into the equation of what it is that's going on, but I don't think anything is so strong that statistic is just shocking. And as we see this change in our culture, as we see that really as we've developed as a culture, and this is a worldwide thing, as people are less and less dependent on two-income households because of our economy allows it, and they're less and less dependent on, especially in poorer countries, on a man going out and working and protecting the family, then we're seeing as a worldwide result, fewer fathers in the home, and especially in the United States. And the effect of that is I think that boys are paying a price. We think of boys kind of as a canary in a coal mine, feels the effects of the noxious fumes in their first. And boys are suffering. They're now twice as likely to be declared deficient in education. They are three times more likely to be diagnosed as ADHD. Their suicide rate is just soaring. The drug use, the depression, the mental health issues that boys are dealing with, it really points to an issue that we've got to start paying attention to.
And would you agree, boys and girls for that matter, young people really do, even at young childhood, they want structure and they want rules. I read a piece just earlier today which said just that. We don't so much want comfort, we want rules. And I think that's a fair thing to say. I remember in the first church I pastored many years ago, one of the teenagers who was one of the more rebellious ones in his home, he admitted at one point, about 17 years old, he said, we don't like them, but he said, we really do need rules. And are you finding that the case with the boys that you've worked with through the years?
Well, it's especially true with boys. And when you talk about fathers not being in the household, what happens is the mother is there. And so, of course, a girl, she has an adult role model there. She has someone that she can identify with. With boys, it's tougher. I mean, single moms are doing an amazing job. I mean, they're heroes, what it is that they have to deal with. But boys are missing out because they don't have that father in the household. And typically, the father has the role of doing what it is that you're saying, is drawing those lines and making those rules clear. Boys want to know basically three things. They want to know who's in charge, what's the mission, and who's on their team. And that's why in Trail Life USA, we try to establish that for boys. One, we give a solid faith for them to identify with, which is huge. But we tell them who's in charge. They're in a patrol where they have somebody in charge of that patrol. An outdoor adventure-based organization that's formed in troops and patrols. So they know who's in charge. They don't question that. They know who's with them because they're part of that patrol. They may have a name for the patrol, their uniform, or whatever. And they know what their mission is. It may be to plan a hike or to plan an outdoor adventure. And when you get ways and you get those things to their purpose, taken care of, and they also have something solid that they can lean in. Trail Life USA, it's our Christ-centered focus. When they have those things, these are not the kind of boys who then take up a gun and go shoot up a school or a store or something like that, because they're part of a community, and that's critical for boys. So it is solid rule setting, just clearly who's in charge. And you know, a world that they can find this, Don, and this is really remarkable, you know, in our schools and everything, and in our culture today, there's so few absolutes. And we drive our boys to a video game world where there are absolutes in that world. I mean, when you do a certain thing, something happens, and it functions the same way every time. And they can win, and they can compete, and they can take risks, and they get rewarded for those risks. We've taken that out of real life, and boys are rushing into that video game world to find that place where somebody will tell them, here's the rules, here's what you follow if you do this. If you do X, Y will happen, you know, and if you don't do it well, you'll have to try again. And so that's why we're sending to that kind of virtual world where there are rules. And then we're criticizing them for playing so many video games. So boys can't seem to win really for either way.
Talk about something I know you've addressed in terms of men spending time with their boys, either fathers or, as you put it, father-like figures who are in the boy's life. And, of course, most of us dads are busy. I'm now past those years, but as a pastor, especially, and a broadcaster all those years, I look back, I'd do a lot of things over, one of which is I would readjust my schedule radically for my kids. And I think most men looking back probably have that kind of regret, but there are men listening who don't have to do that. They can make the decisions now. What are some good things they can do to do some creative time with their boys? It's not just then, hi, Dad, how are you? And on to other things.
Well, that's a real challenge. In fact, I was at an event not too long ago. We had a question and answer session. A man asked pretty much that question from the audience. He says, listen, I can't figure out how to connect my son. I don't know how to speak his language. I don't know what it is he's interested in. I don't know how to play the video games. I don't have the time to commit to the video games that he does so I can get in there and I can compete with him and share that world with him. What do I do? And dads have to figure this out. Dad likes have to figure this out. And what we've done in Trail Life USA is we use the outdoors. You know, the outdoors is the great equalizer. You know, today is this is the first generation of boys that we have today. Don't really need a dad. They can Google everything that they need. But the outdoors is a great equalizer, and because you can't Google starting a fire with wet leaves. But if you get out in the outdoors and you're out there with a man who knows how to do that, you're learning something. And so we create a kind of environment where boys are either with their dads or with a dad, like a man who's part of that troop, who's helping to mentor and disciple that young man. And they have that opportunity to work through these things in the outdoors where it's a level playing field. And so dads and men need to look for opportunities like that where they can pour into a young man's life, where they have something that they can offer that young man. And they can share. They can share in that environment where they're being challenged by something. It's also really critical to dads that they also have their own network of men that they can be a part of. And that's why in Trail Life USA, we like that too, because the dads get to see how other dads are acting around their sons. The boys all bed down for the night in the tent, and the dads are sitting around the campfire, building their relationship, you know, one with another. So those sort of opportunities where you can be around other men. And kind of in a environment where there's a community that's focused on something, you got to look for those things with your sons. Again, we offer that in Trail Life USA, but there's other places where you can do that too. Find a place where you can be with other men who are with their sons and with dads or dad likes who are with young men, and they're working towards a common cause.
Well, obviously, God's raised you up to fill a great need, because for years the Boy Scouts met that need. We all are very aware of how far off that track they have strayed through the years. Talk about the growth of Trails Life USA, because everything I read about it, it's really exploded, which tells me it's meeting a great need.
Yeah, for the longest time, we were looking at numbers and Boy Scouts dropping from a height of, I think, about 7 million back in the 60s and 70s, down to 2 or 3 million in the last couple of years. And people were just saying, well, boys aren't interested in the outdoors anymore. We're proving that isn't true. Now, about 5 years ago, when the Boy Scouts started making some severe departures from their traditional mooring, then we started Trail Life USA. We're about 5 years old. And we've grown. We have members in 50 states, over 30,000 members across the country. We're a function out of about 800 churches, troops in 800 churches all over the country. And our growth in a world where other outdoor organizations are losing members is proof that it isn't just the outdoors that was attractive to boys. It was that environment where they're challenged. It was that environment that's specifically male, that's aimed at a male-focused environment where men are discipling and mentoring young men. That's what's attractive. And even in the latest decision from the Boy Scouts to allow girls, now we love girls, we think girls are amazing, but to take an organization that's 109 years old, that's given us presidents and senators and astronauts and war generals and community leaders, and suddenly say that magic, whatever it was that they had that built all these great men, can be applied to girls too. All of us know intuitively it just isn't – that isn't true. Boys and girls are different. We know that. There's something about them. We know boys and girls are different. So we continue to offer that boy focus. We're Christ-centered and boy-focused, and we think that those two things are what's leading to our growth because parents want their sons to be in an environment where their boyness is being encouraged, is being drawn out. And when they're in a company of men and other young men who are doing hard things together – that's hard to find in our society, and I think that's why we're seeing such growth.
Well, let's talk more about it, Mark. I really would like to do that. I'll give your website as we leave, but thank you for what you're doing for our boys and for our men as well. God bless you.
Thank you, Don. God bless you.
Mark Hancock, CEO, Trail Life USA, and that's their website, traillifeusa.com.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hi, Dennis Prager here. I want to let you know about a new product available at the Prager store. It's offering the audio version of the Rational Bible Genesis on CD, narrated by the extraordinary Tom Parks. He's been recording bestsellers for 30 years. I personally picked him, and you will love listening to him read Genesis. Listening or reading, I hope these are life-changing for you. In fact, I know they will be. Of that, I am absolutely certain. To buy the Rational Bible Genesis audio book or the autographed hardcover, go to PragerStore.com.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. As Pastor Morris led his Tanzanian church in prayer one afternoon, a clatter arose, causing the members to stop what they were doing. Rocks began to rain down on the tin roof. When Pastor Morris stepped outside to investigate, he was confronted by five angry Muslim men. Before introductions could be made or explanations given, one of the men hurled a large rock directly at Pastor Morris' head. Now fully recovered, Pastor Morris continues to receive threats from Muslim neighbors. Pray that these neighbors will be drawn to the love and forgiveness of Jesus. Also, pray for the protection of Pastor Morris and the church members.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them suffer alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
With my job, my family, and taking care of the house, going back to college seemed out of reach. Then I heard about Lancaster Bible College's online degrees with majors like accounting and healthcare management. With an online degree from Lancaster Bible College, I'm able to customize my class schedule and studying to fit my busy life while still earning a degree from an accredited college. With LBC Online, flexibility and opportunity have hit a whole new level. Details at lbc.edu/online.
This is WAVA's Tom Moyer. We are looking for our promotions director for WAVA Radio. Our promotions director helps ministries connect with WAVA listeners, represents WAVA at local events, and helps listeners connect with the radio station. If you know someone that loves Christian radio, is great around people, has digital and computer graphics skills, and wants to make a difference in people's lives, please encourage them to apply. Send them to WAVA.com, keyword people. WAVA.com, keyword people.
Inside the Beltway on 395 southbound, we're pretty heavy congestion delays. We're starting to pick up volume delays approaching 20 minutes between Glebe Road as you headed southbound towards Edsel Road. Also, Capitol Beltway starting to pick up congestion quickly. Interloop's a slow go in McLean between GW Parkway over 3 to 270. Interloop congestion continues another 20 minutes between Old Georgetown Road over 3 to New Hampshire Avenue. Interloop also has got 40 minutes of brake lights for you between the I-95 interchange and Richie Marlborough Road. This report is sponsored by Circle K.
Today could be the last day you pay full price for gas. Get easy pay at Circle K and save 30 cents a gallon on your first 100 gallons. Sign up in-store and visit CircleK.com/EasyPay for more details.
I'm Taryn Galbraith with traffic on WAVA.
Partly cloudy and comfortable today, low 60 to 65. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, pleasant and warmer, but not too humid. High 84, clear tomorrow night, low 66 in the district, closer to 60 outside the Beltway. Sunday, partly sunny with a high of 83. It'll become much warmer, more humid by the middle of next week. For the AccuWeather forecast, this is meteorologist Bob Larson.
Hey, folks, want to thank you for what you're doing in our campaign with Food for the Poor. Needs everywhere, right? Around the globe, around the clock, it seems there are crises and needs that are presented to us. And it could be easy to get intimidated or to feel like, well, I just can't do much of anything. Well, you can. For example, our goal with Food for the Poor is just to provide 132 families, that's a very doable goal, with food for a year and water for life. That's our goal. And you've already done that for a number of folks already, but we still have a good ways to go. And you can do it by picking the phone up and calling 855-860-4673. $80 provides food for a year and water for life for one person. $160 does that for two. And we've said if you could give $320, that will take care of a family of four. Now, I have all the details coming up as we move toward the end of this hour, so stay right where you are.
The following program is sponsored by Food for the Poor and was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
We can see it's still no good, but it was even worse. And it's a heartbreaking situation when you come here. But lately, things have started changing because of Food for the Poor. So things are changing, and it's a blessing. And it's a blessing also for us to be here, to see the situation, and to be able to be part of the solution. So it is a blessing.
What would you say if you were on the radio in America right now, talking to a man or woman in their car, to encourage them to open their heart and to give some money to Food for the Poor?
As a mother, as a woman, and as a Haitian, I would tell them, please, if you have a heart, you will help, because your money is used properly. Because we go, Food for the Poor goes wherever nobody else goes. That means that's where there are really a lot of needs. So I encourage anybody who is listening to come and help. Be human to these people. We are in need.
Friends, right now, make that call. Be a human to those families in Haiti that are struggling in the midst of humanitarian crisis by calling 855-860-4673. There is a unique opportunity this hour for your gift to be doubled, providing twice as many families, food for a year. Please call right now, 855-860-4673. You know, Madam Gare is part of our Food for the Poor Haiti Missions Department. She's there based out of Port-au-Prince, and she's like a mother to every one of us who come to Haiti and to visit either on a missions trip, or maybe we're going to visit a community where we're later going to help and get your help to bring them food and clean water. But she shares that as a mother, a woman, as a Haitian, she appeals to you who are listening right now. Will you show compassion for these families that are in need? When you give to Food for the Poor, your gift of food and clean, safe water is reaching families in communities that others have forgotten. Don, you've seen it firsthand. We've been in these communities that we probably couldn't find on a map, but Food for the Poor is there because of you. So please join us right now, friends. Every gift is being doubled. Can I ask three of you to join us in giving a gift of any size? $320 provides two families food for a year and water for life this hour. Your gift of $1,000 will provide six families food for a year and water for life. Or maybe you'd like to break that $1,000 gift up in the next 12 months. That's $83 a month for the next 12 months. I hope my math is right. But I can tell you this, if it's a little over, it's going to be good. It's going to be used for good and doubled. Please call.
And you can make it very simple, very easy to do it. The number 855-860-4673. Only takes a couple of minutes to make your call and make your gift. And as a matter of fact, as you've heard us saying, you can leave a comment of one sort or another if you want to. One fellow said he's giving, and he's giving in Jesus' name. And many of you, that's your lifestyle. You live to serve the Lord. This is one of the ways we can do it together. 855-860-4673. This hour, every dollar you're giving is being doubled with matching funds. So make that call, make that gift, make it count. And the impact, of course, of just one gift is if you could just help one family, it's a huge impact. But now you can double the impact with the same amount that you planned on giving. $320 does that for a family of four. You can give that $27 a month for the next 12 months and take care of a family that way. That will be doubled. Any way you want to do it, my goodness, we would not prescribe any specific way. We're just saying do something. Yeah. Hear the call right now, 855-860-4673. If you want to go online, if you want to go online, you can go to our website, wava.com, and you can make your call there. Or if you'd like, you can pick up your cell phone, hit #250, hit send, and say give when you are when you're asked what you want to do. You hear the cue, say give. That'll connect you as well. So many more things that we can make a difference with just a few dollars. This is one of those things as we provide for the needs of the hurting right now through Food for the Poor. We'll be right back.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks finished the Friday session narrowly mixed, but did log solid gains for a second straight week. Today, the Dow Industrials rose 69 points, and the S&P 500 added 2 points. The NASDAQ Composite, however, fell 13. For the week, all those indexes rose at least 1.5%. A big gainer today, Lululemon. Shares of the athletic apparel retailer jumped 7.75% on better-than-expected quarterly earnings and revenue reported late yesterday. Meanwhile, Costco gained 2.25%. The wholesale club operator reported same-store sales last month jumped 5.5% from a year earlier. Even with slowing global growth and uncertainties tied to the U.S.-China trade war, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell doesn't expect the economy to fall into recession anytime soon. Speaking today in Zurich, the Fed boss said data show the U.S. economy will continue to expand at a moderate pace. He said the central bank's decision to cut interest rates by a quarter point in late July is helping to keep the economy in a good place. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, like Prudential and Mutual of Omaha, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-507-2266. That's 800-507-2266. 800-507-2266. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Steve Reynolds, president of Capital Baptist Bible Institute. Are you thirsty for more knowledge of the Bible, but don't have the time or the money to attend a full-time Bible college or seminary? Come join us at Capital Baptist Bible Institute and conveniently earn a diploma in biblical studies. You'll get to know God's Word inside and out as you explore the New Testament, Old Testament, and theology. Our classes meet only on Monday nights, and the tuition is only $195 per semester. We're conveniently located right off the Beltway in Northern Virginia. So, if God's been tugging on your soul to learn more about His Word, then say yes to His call. Attend Capital Baptist Bible Institute and earn your diploma in biblical studies. Register right now by calling 703-568-7484. That's 703-568-7484. Capital Baptist Bible Institute, the convenient Bible education. 703-568-7484.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head?
comb it over, wear a hat. Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently.
They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts MORE to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own, real, naturally growing hair. And the best part? Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text MORE to 85850. That's M-O-R-E to 85850.
I have this picture of a little girl. She came with her uncle to get water. But a little girl, she's probably five, no older. And she was dolled up. She was wearing this beautiful little gown dress. But you could tell in her eyes, she looked very sad. And she looked like, you know, life had been hard on her at such a young age. But it was just amazing for me to see that at such a young age, she knew she had responsibilities. And she was trying to help her uncle to get through to the line because there were a lot of people there. And so she was trying to get closer to where the water point was. And because she was so small, people were helping her to get through, even though they had been in line for probably longer than her. And that was just, that touched my heart.
Touch your heart. Will that child touch your heart right now, friends? Will you help stop a child, a small child, from having to stand all day in water lines, sometimes several times a day, to provide water for their families? Let that child become a child again. 855-860-4673 is the number to call to give children their life back, their childhood back, in fact. 855-860-4673. Right now, operators are standing by. In fact, phone calls are coming in right now. Will you join them? Will you be one, please? You can easily, if you're on the highway or have your cell phone handy, you can simply dial a shortcut to the operator. It's #250. Dial #250. Press send. Say the keyword give. You know, children are the greatest victims in the midst of poverty and certainly in this humanitarian crisis in Haiti. And I only remember, I remember when I think about these children, this one particular girl that always stands out in my mind. We went to a community, much like what you heard described in the audio clip from our communications officer in Haiti. This little girl was just anonymous little girl, one of many standing in line with her buckets and these containers to fill water from a muddy embankment. It was probably about 8 or 9 feet high, and this water was trickling off of a tree branch that was sticking out of this muddy water embankment. And, you know, the children literally stood there quiet. You wouldn't even know if you were passing on the street that there was just a crowd of children waiting for their only water of the day. Well, little Bosseline, we followed her back to her home, and this little girl had this huge bucket of water that almost curved her back carrying it. It was so heavy. We got back to her home. Her parents were gone that day. They were off trying to find work so that they could bring something home to feed this little girl. And then I remember through the translator asking her, "Do you drink that water?" And I guess something got lost in translation, Don. She actually thought I asked her to take a sip of the water. It shocked me. I couldn't believe that I was the cause of this little girl getting sick. She hadn't even boiled it to make it clean enough to drink. And so, friends, I stood there dumbfounded. I almost grabbed it like the father in me. I almost grabbed the glass out of her hand, but it was too late. But, friends, that does not have to be the expression and the response to a child drinking water. You can provide clean, safe water right now. In fact, your gift being doubled is helping twice as many families, twice as many children like little Bosseline. So, right now, please, call 855-860-4673. This hour, every gift is being doubled and time is upon us. We need your help. Little children like Bosseline and the little girl that Soraya met in Haiti, waiting, standing in line for that water. These children need their childhood back, and you can do that. You can give that back to them. These families can get their dignity back with one gift. Can I ask five of you listening right now to give your best gift? 855-860-4673.
I'm sure many of you have your own Bibles underlined or highlighted with various verses that really have come to mean a lot to you through the years. Right now, I'm holding a copy of the scripture that I keep here in the studio. And it's a verse that I've quoted before, Proverbs chapter 10, verse 25. But think about it. This is God speaking to us. This is his eternal word. And he doesn't say anything superfluously, you know, without purpose, without intent. He means what he says what he means, as the old saying goes. And the scripture says, a generous man, a generous person will prosper. And he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Now, that doesn't only mean being refreshed monetarily. Certainly, God will honor those who honor him with their resource. And Scripture does teach that as we sow, so shall we reap. And that, of course, it has not to do only with our behavior, but with our investments, with our money, with our talents. God has that law of seed and harvest in place, that as I sow unto him and unto his kingdom and unto his purposes, he will return me not just one for one, but there's always, as there is with any seed, there's a multiplicity, a multiplying that goes on. But the point is the larger issue. If you need to be refreshed, I don't know of any other way to refresh yourself than to find a way in which you can give to somebody else. Maybe give love, maybe to give counsel, maybe give compassion, and certainly to take a few dollars and invest them in this effort that we're talking about right now. It will have, I assure you, I've done it for years. I know many of you have. It will give you a certain refreshing of spirit when you realize you've done something. Couldn't do what you wanted, maybe. Couldn't do all that you wanted, but you could do something, and you did. So we're just saying, and especially right now when your gift of any amount is going to be doubled, this is the time to make that investment and to make that gift. So here's the toll-free number, 855-860-4673. $320 gift provides for a family of four, food for a year, water for life, and that'll be doubled right now to two families, et cetera, as we say. So take the number that's in your mind, double it, and then see it doubled again. 855-860-4673 or online at WAVA.com.
Today, more than ever, it is imperative to offer your child a Christian education. The Bible says in 2 Peter 3:18, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory now and forever. Amen." At Christian Academy of Laurel, formerly First Baptist School of Laurel, this verse rings true in all that they do. Education is a partnership between the parents, students, teachers, and faculty. Let Christian Academy of Laurel collaborate with you and provide your child with the best education and peace of mind found in a Christian learning environment. The school offers a rigorous Bible-based curriculum, competitive tuition, before and after care, and a summer camp program, all in a safe environment with a loving, Christ-like faculty. A Maryland state-approved non-public school, Christian Academy of Laurel prides itself on small class sizes and offers classes that range from preschool 3 to the 8th grade. For more information, call 301-490-1076 or go to ChristianAcademyOfLaurel.org.
Life-changing talk radio, worldwide at WAVA.com. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA.
Names matter. Your name, the name you've made for yourself, and the name of the company you represent. Because of you, their names people can trust. That's why at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. Four imprint. For certain.
It was so breathtaking that it's difficult to put into words. That very first sunrise over the Sea of Galilee filled me with awe and wonder, and I became very aware that my Lord Jesus had witnessed that very same view. I would love for you to witness it as well in all of the other amazing places we visit in Israel. So join us as we experience Israel December 2nd through the 11th. Call me, Dennis Williams, at 703-807-2211 or go to WAVA.com, keyword Israel, and see it all.
When you give to Food for the Poor, you save lives. When you give to Food for the Poor, you bring miracles.
When you pray to God, what do you say to Him about yourself and your family?
I ask God for strength and courage with my kids. I know God doesn't ever give any pain without relief, so I ask Him to keep giving me strength to better raise my kids. Maybe put someone on my path that'll make a difference in my life.
Would you let God bring a miracle through you? Food for a Year, Water for Life, to save a child who's been praying for a miracle. Your $80 one-time gift makes that miracle happen right now. Make your life-saving gift of $80 right now. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say, I want to give. Or give online at WAVA.com.
Hello, friends. This is Ravi Zacharias. Here at RZIM, we strive to reach and challenge those who shape the ideas of a culture with the credibility of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We want to bring an impact both to the heart and the intellect of the thinkers and influencers of society, and therefore we encourage you to listen, think, and engage. We hope you will listen to our program, Let My People Think, as we explore issues such as life's meaning, the credibility of the Bible, and the uniqueness of Jesus Christ. These messages will resonate with listeners from all walks of life, the seeker and the skeptic, and they help provide a compelling biblical truth paradigm in a truth-starved time. How to bring the scriptures to a time such as this, and why the Word of God is true. Yes, we at RZIM have as our goal to help the thinker to believe and the believer to think.
Saturday at 4 p.m. and 10 p.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. on WAVA.
Your marriage has 12 essential traits, and the Focus on Marriage assessment is designed to evaluate those traits and help you build a relationship that thrives. It's free.
Based on the research and experience of Dr. Greg and Aaron Smalley, the Focus on Marriage assessment will help you and your spouse discover areas that are working well and things that could use improvement, like communication, conflict, and commitment.
Log on to WAVA.com, keyword marriage. That's WAVA.com, keyword marriage.
Drain cleaning, garbage disposals, water heaters, all plumbing repairs. That's aactionhomeservices.com, 703-922-1900.
Folks, as we move toward the end of this hour, I want to tell you about two very special Food for the Poor opportunities being offered right now by WAVA. Number one, we'd like to provide a special lunch opportunity for a donation of $3,000 to Food for the Poor. If you can donate at least $3,000 to Food for the Poor, our general manager Tom Moyer and I would like to treat you to lunch at a restaurant somewhere here in the Arlington area and a tour of our radio station studios right here at WAVA. Now, if you're interested in this, call our main business line at 703-807-2266. And just mention that you're calling about the lunch with Don Crow you heard me talking about, and leave your phone number and we'll call you back. Again, just call us at 703-807-2266 and either tell our receptionist I'm calling about the lunch with Don Crow, or leave your name and phone number and we'll call you back. That number 703-807-2266. And offer number two is that if you're a business owner and you'd like to have a live broadcast of the Don Crow Show here on WAVA, we can do this for you for a $10,000 donation from your business to Food for the Poor. That's a two-hour live broadcast from your business location for a donation of $10,000 to Food for the Poor. Certain restrictions apply. Now, if you're interested in this possibility, call that business line, 703-807-2266, and just mention live broadcast opportunity. Receptionist will know what you mean. That's 703-807-2266 Or if you want to leave a message, just call that number, leave your name and number, and we'll call you back. 703-807-2266. That's a private lunch with Don Crow and Tom Moyer of WAVA and a tour of our studios here at WAVA for your gift of $3,000 when you call that number. Or, as a business person, if you'd like a live broadcast of the Don Crow Show from your business location for $10,000, we can make that happen for you. Again, the number is 703-807-2266. Well, Paul, as we wrap up this hour, that's an exciting way for folks to get involved.
I can't imagine my business having a greater purpose than to have my favorite Christian conservative, Christian worldview program broadcast from my location, as well as saving 30 families with my generous gift. That's a blessing.
Thank you, my friend. We'll do it again soon.
Thank you.
Folks, that's the number to call for 855-860-4673 if you want to make a direct gift right now of any amount. And this hour doubled, by the way, to Food for the Poor and our efforts in Haiti. 855-860-4673. #250 on your cell phone. Hit send and say the word give. Or, of course, online at our website, WAVA.com.
The number one source for uplifting and inspirational online videos is Godvine.com. Make your day a little brighter and your
lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.